preaches. Here we go. Derek Prince, he preaches with in a monotone. That's how he talks, you know. And I tend to have a bit of a monotone, except when I get excited. Okay. So anyway, communication is absolutely vital to all of us and everything we do. We all communicate. Not only in our relationship with each other, but it is also vital with our relationship with God. Okay. Now, communication with the Lord involves both speaking and listening. Most of us are much, much better at talking than listening. A lot of men are like that. A lot of women are like that. A lot of people talk, talk, talk. Very few actually listen. Sometimes you've got to say, what are those things on your head? Okay, so what I want to talk about is how to listen to God, how to listen to Him, how to be able to hear what God is saying and know that you're getting it right. Knowing that God has spoken and that you know that you have heard God. And He'll give you directions for whatever at the moment. Because a lot of us are not sure. You know, we hear people talk, you know, people saying God's talked to me, and we think, oh, is that real? He doesn't talk to me. But you'd be surprised how God talks to you. But we look at that. Okay, so Isaiah 50, verse 4. So this one verse is basically what a lot of it's taken from. I've got the New American Standard Bible. I don't know what that one is, but anyway, I'll read what I've got, see what you've got. The Lord God has given me the tongue of disciples, or the learned, that I may know how to speak or sustain the weary one with a word. He awakens me morning by morning. He awakens my ear to listen as a learner. Or as a discipler. Was it close? Yeah, it's close. Lots of different versions. Okay, so the Lord God says that He has given me the tongue of the learner and that I may be of help to those who are weary. Isn't that what it's saying? Okay. So how do I learn to be that helper? Because that's my job. By being willing to listen as a learner. So it's all about listening. Okay. I want to look at three ways. There's three ways we're going to look at this. Okay. One is our ability to listen to God. When we think about our ability to listen to God is limited. It is limited to believers only. But I'm sure there are times where God talks to unbelievers too. Well, He did that to Paul, didn't He? So there are times. The only way that you and I can hear God is to hear through our spirit. Listen carefully. A lost man as well as a believer has a mind, so you do not hear God through your mind. Because even the unbeliever. Okay? And we all, believer and non-believer, have the flesh and our emotions. We do not listen to God through our mind, our emotions, our feelings, or the flesh. We hear God through our spirit. God sent His Holy Spirit to indwell believers in order that we could receive from God. That's the born-again experience. For we are listening to Holy God, and so Holy God speaks to His Spirit that is within us. And His Spirit conveys to us the message of the Lord. That's how it works. So all listening to God begins with the work of the Holy Spirit indwelling in us, and that's through the salvation message. Remember when we get born again? Interesting word, born again. It's not coming out of a woman's womb. That's spiritual rebirth. And if you know the story, Jesus explained all that. And also remember he said, on top of that, he said that unless I go, the Comforter won't come. So Jesus had to go for the Comforter to come, the Holy Spirit to come. So the Holy Spirit is God's divine receiver. He, in His earthly receiver, implanted, so to speak, in every single believer. So everyone has the impartation of the Holy Spirit in them at rebirth. So our ability to even listen to God begins with the fullness of the indwelling of the Holy Spirit in our lives. You know. Now the second thing that I want us to look at is our approach to listening to God, now that we're capable of hearing him. See, with the Holy Spirit you can now hear him. If I'm going to be able to listen to him, I must be able to hear what he's saying with clarity, if it's going to have any effect upon me at all. So here is what our approach should be. We learn to listen to God by understanding how God speaks to us today. Life's experience as a believer will teach you that God speaks primarily in one of three ways. Now we all know this. Through his word, through other people, and through circumstances. The word of God in his written revelation of his message to mankind. So man's manual, the Bible. And the primary way in which God speaks to us is through his word. We all know that. The question here is, how is God going to speak to us through his word? Only if we are willing to spend enough time meditating on his word. God has given us the word as a means of listening, because that's the primary way through which he speaks. He speaks through the Bible. Remember, in the beginning was the word, and the word was made manifest. And we hear a lot about the Bible as the word. So there's kind of you kind of need to understand what that means. Also, God speaks through other people. Everything someone tells you is not always the truth. You can't always believe all suggestions and advice that you get from others. And of course, people are very free on giving advice, aren't they? Especially Christians. They say, God has spoken to me and said to you, blah, 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 blah. So God has not only given us his word as a book of instruction, our manual, he has given us the word of God as a safety check, okay, for us to discern the truthfulness of what is being told to us by others, even when God speaks to them in order to speak to us. Now, often I've gone to meetings with guys preaching up the front, and I've found them in error. I've never said anything to them, but because it doesn't line up with the word of God. Okay, that's why this church, when we set this church up, Ivan and I sat down and had a talk, and I said, this church has to be Bible-based and Christ-centered. So everything that I do has to line up with the word. Otherwise, I won't preach it or teach it. Okay, so he's given us the word of God as a safety check for us to discern the truthfulness of what is being told to us by others, even when God speaks to them in order to speak to us. There are times when we do not need to hear it. We need to hear God audibly. Okay, how do you know and how can you discern whether it's from God or not? God's word is his check valve. If someone tells you that God has told them to tell you to do something, you can always go back to the word and see if what they're telling you is in keeping with biblical principles, right? Or go to talk to another Christian, a stronger Christian. But always check, just don't. If someone says, God said this to me, and in fact, no person should go up, mind you, it's happened to me a couple of times, and say, you know, God has said this to me, because, you know, other people need to hear that also. You know, it's not something that should be kept in secret. Mind you, sometimes it can be. Yeah. Now, you can only check that out if you know what the Word of God teaches you. So we need to have an ear to listen. If we're going to learn how to listen, we've got to use these things and these this thing. When they're talking about the ear, they're not actually talking about this. They're really talking about your spirit. That's where you get that, you know, listening with your heart. turn from. We begin with understanding that our ability finds its source in the indwelling presence of the Holy Spirit, and that our approach is to go to the Word of God to listen to what God may be saying to us through others and our circumstances. Okay, so now here's a warning. Deliberate willful sin in the life of a believer is problematic to our listening spirit. This can cause the spirit to grieve, causing interference, confusion, and deafness, and one will not be able to hear God as one should. Sin grieves the spirit. All right. That's why sometimes and when you're talking to a person in the world, because remember we're in the kingdom, you're talking to a person in the world and you might as well be talking to the wall, because if you talk to them about spiritual things, they just are totally blank. They don't understand what you're talking about, you know. Because they're probably a lot of the time living in sin, so the sin is blocking and it's seared their conscience. Do you know what that term means? Searing the conscience. That's like in the old days, if they cut off a limb, they had a pan of boiling hot tar. So if they cut off my hand, then they'd plunge it into the hot tar, and that would sear the skin and veins and everything else, and stop them bleeding. So it's called searing. And that, when they talk about a seared conscience, that means a person's conscience is absolutely seared. Like, for instance, the guy that went and shot 50-odd people in Christchurch, he had a seared conscience. No one with a conscience would do that. And yeah, Satan works on that. Now, here's God's objective. God's objective is that we will learn how to listen, so that we won't always have to go off somewhere quietly with a Bible to hear what he's saying. Of course, there are times when you've got to do that. But you don't, you know, if someone says something to you, you're not always in the position to pull out your Bible and go, oh, you know, you've got to go off. God wants us to develop such a listening heart, a listening spirit, that being able to hear him speak to us is a way of life. Like sometimes when I'm doing this stuff, he'll say, no, no, don't go there, or please go there, or so I'll stop. Right? So that whenever God wants to say something, there will always be that subconsciousness within us that is always listening, you know, to whatever God might want to say at any time of the day, no matter where you are. Always being sensitive to any moment that God may want to say something to you, that's God's goal. So how do you develop this kind of lifestyle? Don't go to sleep. How do we develop the capacity to listen whereby that's possible, where we make the right decisions and the best decisions? That when we face difficulties and hardship, we can hear that still, quiet voice of God within us, knowing what to do and what not to do. You know what I'm talking about? The quiet, still, quiet voice within you? I'm sure everyone knows what that means. Okay, so here's four things. No one's got pen and paper, but you could write it down or put it in your phone. How do I develop a listening spirit? One, priority. If I'm going to listen to God, I must make that a priority in my relationship with him. Lord, teach me how to hear what to say. That needs to be a priority. When you open the Word of God to meditate upon it, make it a priority. Now, Lord, speak to my heart. Teach me how to listen to what you say. So as you're reading the book. Two, I must pursue that. It can't just be a priority. I must pursue it. When I open the Word, there must be a desire within, a hunger Okay, so you need to really have a desire. Of course, God puts the desire in your heart. But you need a hunger, a thirst to be able to really discern, to learn how to know what God is saying to us. Don't you hunger for that? I really want to know, you know? So you study to learn, to listen to God. We do that every Wednesday, don't we? Every Wednesday we meet, we learn, we look at the Word. You make it a priority. You pursue it, you study it. Okay? The third thing is to persist in it. Now, some people find this word persist quite funny, because persist is you keep on keeping on keeping on keeping on. You don't stop. And some people persist doing things. Some people can get quite annoyed with it. But the great thing with our God is He don't. So you persist in it. Because the first time you begin to meditate upon the Word of God, you're going to say, Lord, I want to learn how to listen. Okay, so the reality is you're not going to know the first time. It may take months or may take years. It's taken years with me. But learning how to listen. Okay? So persist, don't stop. Be persistent in your desire to have God speak to you and for you to know He is speaking to you. You've got to know He's speaking to you. Do not stop. Persist. Okay. Four, pray about it. Good old prayer, eh? A wee point here. If you don't make it a priority or pursue or persist in it, praying over it is useless. They all go hand in hand. It's about commitment, really, isn't it? So those four words, if you want to know how to get on your face before God and know that God has spoken, or in the midst of your daily humdrum, when you need to hear from something from God, the impression of the Spirit, you may not hear an audible voice, but it's that strong impression, that check of the Spirit. You just know God has suddenly intervened in the midst of your affairs. We all feel that sometimes. So in those four words in mind, let's look at five characteristics of a listening spirit. How do we listen? In order to listen, we must develop this kind of spirit, a teachable spirit. Okay, a teachable spirit is one that is open, that acknowledges that there is a need to learn. A teachable spirit is able to learn, willing to learn, open to learning, acknowledging that there's something to learn. I'm not talking about an open mind here, when we, you know, not an open mind that takes in everything. We're talking about an open mind to God. So when people say you've got to have an open mind, the world says that. They say, oh, you've got to have an open mind. You know, you're allowed to do this and you're allowed to do that. But our open mind has to be to God and within His principles. Okay, Proverbs 4, 20 to 22. Proverbs 4, 20 to 22. Oh, okay. So, my son, give attention to my words. Incline your ear to my sayings. Do not let them depart from your sight. Keep them in the midst of your heart, for they are life to those who find them and health to all their body. Interesting sort of words, these. If you're going to develop a capacity to listen to God and know that he's heard Him, He says, first, you must develop a teachable spirit. Second, you must have an attentive spirit. Okay, so you're willing to take the time and concentrate on listening to God. You can't listen to God in a hurry, by the way. You've actually got to relax. You're going to take time to be quiet and get still and learn to listen, so that then in the rush of things you can still hear God, because you've developed a listening spirit. Now notice what he says will happen to you when you learn to listen to God. It says, "My son, give attention to my words, incline your ear to my sayings. Do not let them depart from your sight." He's talking about God's words here. He says, "Keep them in the midst," what? "The midst of your heart." Your heart, your spirit. "For they are life to those who find them." That is spiritual life. "And health to all your body." Now, here's a good one to remember. Here he is saying that our physical health has a direct relationship to our capacity to listen to and abide by the Word of God. Shall I say that again? Here he is, this is "and health to all their body." Here he is saying that our physical health has a direct relationship to our capacity to listen to and abide by the Word of God. Good thing to keep in your mind. Meditation upon the Word of God. Quiet meditation upon the Word of God not only settles my body, it relaxes my emotion, and it releases my tension, and the stress drains out of my body, and I'm renewed physically. All right. He says, when you and I are able to listen to God, meditating upon the Word, attentive to the Word, our spirit is full of life and our body is going to be full of health. Okay, number three, a humble spirit. A humble spirit meaning simply this, to acknowledge your need, to acknowledge the needs you have to be able to listen to God. Psalm 25:9. So the humble thing is really about, you know, it's not a weak thing, it's just saying that I need God. Psalm 25:9. Might look differently. It says, "He leads the humble in justice and he teaches the humble his way." How do we learn anything? We learn by listening. He says, he teaches the humble his way, so that you and I can listen. But in order to be able to learn to listen to God, we must have a teachable spirit. Open to learn, we must have an attentive spirit. We must have a humble spirit that is acknowledging our need to learn. Okay, so we must have a, one, teachable spirit, two, attentive spirit, three, humble spirit. The fourth is submissive. We must have a submissive spirit. Why should God keep talking if we're not going to submit and obey what we hear? Why would he bother? Deuteronomy 11:13. That's in the Old Testament. Deuteronomy 11:13. He's on the ball. It shall come about if you listen obediently to my commandments. Then he tells what will happen. So that if I'm going to be able to learn how to listen, I must submit myself to God. To say, Lord, whatever you say, I'm going to be obedient. Why should God keep talking if he knows I'm not going to do what he says? A submissive spirit. Okay, so here's one more thing. An expectant spirit. This simply means that you are anticipating that God is going to speak into your life. All right? You're expecting him to say something. You're anticipating what God is going to say. Proverbs 8:34. You'll notice I'm only reading part of these, but anyway. Blessed is the man who listens to me. We got that there? Yep. Does that stir up your anticipation a bit? Blessed is the man who listens to me. The person who listens to God is going to receive a message that they need from God. The person who listens to God is going to receive. So how do we develop a listening spirit? We must make it a priority. We must pursue it. We must persist in it, and we must pray and ask God to teach us. Then our spirit must be characterized by five different words. A teachable spirit, a attentive spirit, a humble spirit, a submissive spirit, an expectant spirit. We are anticipating God listening to us. The most important lesson you'll learn in the life as a believer is to learn how to listen to God. And if you will quite simply apply what you have heard, just these truths, they are not complicated. God makes them simple so that you can understand them. I can give you notes if you want. Apply them to your life. You'll learn no greater lesson now than how to listen to God. So is that too difficult? But that's how it works. So that's just a little glimpse of how it can be done. If anyone wants notes, you can get the notes. All my sermons, they're recorded. Boring speaker I am. But they are recorded and they're also notes on the website. So if you go to the www.np2c.weebly.com and go down to sermons, everything's in there. So if you need to follow up any of this, and if you query anything, you say, oh no, that's not right, there's another place you can go to contact, and you can send me a note and say, Pastor Stephen, what you said is completely wrong, blah, 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 blah. Okay? And then I'll look into it. Because I'm not perfect. But I thought this was a really good thing to share, because it just lines up everything that I've been talking about. You know, God's just has given me a real hunger to see His Holy Spirit moving in this church. That's why I've changed the order of service, you've noticed. Because the way we had it before, there was a big shut-off. Boom, we would do four songs and that was it. Worship, communication, all gone. The way we're doing it now is that we'll get up here now and we'll play three songs. Okay. Now, these are worship songs. So you can worship God. You can get lost in the Spirit. We've got quite a bit of time to do that. You know. And we'll just continue singing and you continue receiving the Lord. You know. So if we get the musicians up here, that's what we're going to do. And, of course, if you want prayer, just come up. If something's happening in your week and you want to be prayed for, come up, we'll pray for you. Yeah, don't be shy. So the musos come up.